This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's called kinship care. It means relatives stepping in to raise a relative's child, and it happens for many reasons, whether it's parents being incarcerated, being employed, physical or mental illness. All over Michigan, grandparents or other relatives are being called on to raise a child, and that presents challenges and it presents rewards. Lynn Nee is with the Kinship Resource Center at Michigan State University's School of Social Work, and she joins us now from East Lansing. Lynn, good to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So I noticed on your website that nationally there are about 4.9 million children in this country living in grandparent-headed households and another 1.9 million kids living in households headed by other relatives. Do you have any sense of how many families in Michigan are centered on kinship care?
Yes, I do. Right now in Michigan, this is based off of census data, we have probably about 150,000 children that are living with a grandparent. And of those 150,000, there's about 23,000 where the grandchildren are totally living with a grandparent and there's no parent present, no parent coming in and out of their lives at all.
And do you think this is increasing in Michigan?
It is increasing. If we look at the data that the census provides us, we see about probably an increase of about 7,000 children living with relatives or grandparents in the past since about 2009. So we do see an increase in that.
So as you work with families there with the Kinship Resource Center at Michigan State University, what are some of the reasons? Tell us some of the stories behind how this comes to be.
I have to be honest, the stories are so varied. It's pretty much anything and everything. Sometimes it's the death of the parents or, you know, in the case of a single parent, it could be the death of that parent and the other parent's not able to be located. We do get some about deployment where there's issues of trying to figure that out, how that's going to work best during the time that the parent is deployed. A lot of times we have stories of the parent is just not able to raise the child because of their own substance abuse issues, mental health issues, physical issues that make it impossible for them to raise the child, and so the grandparents or other relatives step in. And, of course, we also have abuse and neglect situations where, again, those grandparents and those relatives step in really before the child welfare system even gets involved.
I'm speaking with Lynn Nee, who's with the Kinship Resource Center at Michigan State University at the School of Social Work, talking about kinship care, which is relatives stepping in to raise a relative's child. And I'd like to look at the challenges, Lynn, and I suspect this is the kind of thing where someone goes in with the best of intentions, grandma or grandpa, and they're going to do the best job they can, but perhaps the job becomes too big for grandma. So I can imagine that there are a lot of unforeseen pitfalls and challenges.
Definitely, that's the case. Pretty much every phone call I have with a relative is that they're going to do whatever it takes to keep that child in the family. At a lot of cases, though, that's sort of at the detriment to their own economic, emotional, physical health. And that's probably one of the biggest challenges is there aren't a lot of resources available for these families if they're lower income. And the poverty rate actually for these families is much higher than the general poverty rate. We're looking at about 27-28% poverty rate for these families versus 15-16% for the general population. We're also looking at a higher number of these families dealing with children who have disabilities, whether that be a cognitive disability or a physical disability or an emotional disability. And so these families with all these great intentions come into this and they're committed to doing whatever it is that they need to do, but at the same time, they can very quickly become overwhelmed by the needs of these children that they can't meet.
What is the ultimate goal for these families? Is there a single goal? Is it getting the kids back with the parent? Is it adoption that would make this all permanent?
I have to be honest. It varies family to family. I think a lot of families, a lot of grandparents and other relatives really hope that the biological parent will be able to take care of the child in the future. And one of the things we do tell them, it's like, you know, hope for 6 months, but plan for 6 years. You can't be sure that that's going to happen. Sometimes it's adoption, which can be a bit of a struggle because for those families who are not involved with the Department of Human Services, there's no funding to support that adoption. So sometimes it ends up just being really a long-term guardianship where basically that child is living with them to adulthood without that permanency that sometimes that's so important in the child welfare system. So we're kind of got these kids out there that are kind of just hanging out for, you know, 10, 11 years. They've got the security of the family. but they don't have the permanency.
Lynn, as you work with these families and you come to know the challenges and the rewards and people opening their homes and their hearts to children who need the help, what do you want to say to the leaders and the politicians in our state about kinship care and what these caregivers and children need most?
I think really there's a couple things that stand out for me. One, it's just having an awareness of these families. And I think that that's probably one of the big problems. These families don't tend to be strong advocates for themselves. They're just trying to get through the day. So be really cognizant of who are these families in the communities. And also to understand that a lot of these families aren't getting any support. There's no, you know, unlike foster care where the kids are, where there's foster care payments and there's training, that's not available so much for these kinship families. And so we really need to say what needs to happen to help these families be able to stay together, because these families really are helping keep children out of the child welfare system. They just oftentimes need a little extra support. And I think probably the third thing then is that we have a limited number of support groups around the state. And part of that has to do with the funding that's available for those agencies that are working with families. So really looking at how can we provide this very minimal level of support to enable families to join together and come together and support each other in a healthy environment that, you know, facilitates the family's success.
The Kinship Care Resource Center at Michigan State University can provide kinship families with support, case advocacy services, training, and workshops. And we have put a link to their website on our website at michiganradio.org. So just click on the stateside link. Lindy, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for your interest. I really appreciate it.